It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. Facebook is helping people become organ donors. You can now go to the site, search organ donor, find links to sign up, and list yourself as a donor on your timeline. Andrew Cameron is surgical director of liver transplantation at Johns Hopkins Hospital. He thinks this could be huge.
There are 1 billion people on Facebook. We have 100,000 people in this country on the transplant waiting list. If we could do maybe twice as well as we're doing now, I think we could end the organ shortage in, say, 3 or 4 years. That may be optimistic, but Facebook is a tool that can get to huge numbers of people right away and get them talking, and that for sure will be very productive.
The hope is that more people sign up on Facebook because it's more pleasant than the DMV, where you can become a donor when you renew your license. At the DMV, you have to go there, wait in line. By the time you have to sign the little card, maybe you don't like people as much. On Facebook, you hang out with friends and family. Arthur Kaplan teaches bioethics at the University of Pennsylvania. He says Facebook can be like a will.
Facebook helps because it lets a lot of other people know what your wishes are.
But it's not like a binding thing on Facebook. If I die, no one's going to check Facebook to decide whether or not to use my organs.
Well, that's a fair point. But, you know, at the end of the day, if you really watch how organ donation works, many more organs are obtained because relatives know the wishes and desires of the person who died. It's great to sign the card. I think you should check your motor vehicle's license. But if you don't tell anyone, then your family may or may not know your wishes and their own values come into play.
While Facebook provides links, you can't sign up to be a donor on Facebook. David Fleming, CEO of Donate Life America, says that's because
the laws that govern donation and transplantation are state-based. So we have an official infrastructure in place now that Facebook is not part of, and that is why Facebook has taken the opportunity to allow people to share their decision on their timeline to be a donor. But, you know, as important, or frankly more important, is to make sure that they're clicking on that link, taking time to officially register in their state.
Those extra clicks could limit the impact of the project.
One of the things that we certainly have learned and continue to learn about social media and online is the more clicks you make somebody take, the more people you lose. So getting to the point to where we can have a simple way, a registration portal for anyone to click on to register, certainly makes sense to me.
David Fleming of Donate Life America. The latest in boombox technology, and there is such a thing, is the newly released Big Jambox. The name is misleading. The Big Jambox is 10 inches long and weighs 2.7 pounds. Plays music by streaming with Bluetooth or through USB cables. That's good news for Lloyd Dobler. You remember the 1989 movie Say Anything, right? Lloyd was a young man uncertain of the future.
I don't want to sell anything bought or processed, or buy anything sold or processed, or process anything sold, bought, or processed, or repair anything sold, bought, or processed. You know, as a career, I don't want to do that.
Lloyd managed to pull it together by serenading his girlfriend with a huge boombox held above his head.
In your eyes, the light, the heat.
Now, if Lloyd was 19 in 1989, he's 42 now, so a tiny, light boombox might be easier to hold up. Although maybe he's kept himself in shape.
What I've been doing lately is kickboxing.
This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by PhoneTag.com, a service which converts voicemails into emails or text messages, designed to make individuals or businesses more productive. More at PhoneTag.com. And by CenturyLink, linking Americans and Fortune 500 companies to what matters most. Learn more at CenturyLink.com.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.